Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, no, what happened? It's the silent one? Did we get the silent one?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Marissa.
We got to scream
at her. Marissa, you had one job. Where is it?
We got to scream at her.
There it is. We got it. Oh, I love it.
We're still screaming.
Super producer Marissa.
We are going to bully Marissa so hard today. I can't wait for it. What is up, everybody, and welcome into the DMVR Nuggets podcast. There it is. Presented as always by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Use promo code DNVR. Bet on golf and MMA and stuff. But we're in the dog days. Eric, what are you betting on these days?
America's pastime, baseball. My favorite team is the Colorado Rockies, and I love to not only watch them play baseball, to make money off of their success.
Never done that.
Rolling in the dough already. I'd love to see it. Guys, we got a fun show for you today. We're deep in the off season. I'm in off season mode. You guys can look at my vibe. We're 1 day in, but I'm telling you, I'm in mid-summer form already. Because we get to do some of the silly stuff today. We're going to get to all of that. We're going to snake draft a little bit later on. We're going to debate what's better, a Porter Quarter or a Murray Flurry. What's better? What's more fun than that? We're going to have an intense debate about those things. We're also going to talk about our favorite porn stars a little bit later on in the show.
I can't wait for it.
Wait a second. That's not what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But first, got Brendan Vogt here with me.
I'm doing great. I didn't eat breakfast till way too late today, but I had a delicious and well-rounded breakfast. So I'm feeling ready. I'm feeling ready for the show.
If you eat breakfast at dinner, is it dinner?
Yes. It's called breakfast for dinner.
So what you had today was lunch.
Yeah, he didn't have breakfast.
Yeah, he had
But lunch. If it's my first meal, it's still breakfast.
Right? Can I actually solve this mystery for everyone? What you ate today, Brendan, is called brunch.
That's true. Do you guys want to know what I had, or should we keep it moving, maybe?
Let's keep it moving.
Oh, okay. All right.
Moving down here in 4K. It's D-Line Co.
Oh, my guys. Guys, I just couldn't feel any better. The sun is out. The birds are shining. Everything's amazing here at DNVR. Ab and I went to breakfast this morning. We had it at breakfast time.
That's right, we did.
And I just never felt better. I had two pork chops for breakfast. Look at me. Look at my glow.
I can tell.
See, that actually might be dinner. That might be dinner.
And then over here, the pixelated one, an 8-bit. Yeah, Harrison Wynn. Yeah.
I thought I'd say what up, and then I'd get out of here to try to sort out my connection. But what's up?
Why are you in a different undisclosed location? I don't get it. Why aren't you in the old office?
I don't know. This isn't as glamorous as it looks. I'm actually in a closet, sweating bullets right now. So
that's the nicest closet I've ever seen.
Let me go figure out the connection. I'll be right back.
Tuesday energy from Harrison Wynn here. To be expected, guys. We have to get to our top. We are going to have some fun today. There's actually some meat. Some what I consider to be some interesting conversation. On the Denver Nuggets. We're not just going to be fooling around all day today, but I do want to get, man, Harrison had it. Oh, here I have it. I'll share screen. Our top story tonight, I'm going to share this. Our buddy, friend of the show, Seth Partnow, you guys know this. He wrote a book. I think I have it right here. The Mid-Range Theory. Right here. Mid-Range Theory. Good book from Seth Partnow, Analytics in Basketball. He got a great endorsement today, you guys. A great endorsement. Do you see this? Lisa Ann, noted porn star. And what is she reading here? The Mid-Range Theory by Seth Partnow. Wow. Oh my goodness. And it looks like she's about halfway through. She's really
a lot of thoughts on this.
She's, she's midway through the mid-range theory.
Yeah.
Midway
let's get the caption the in there too. Theory.
Eric, because you are being surprised with this right now, is this, do you feel like, should Seth be proud of this endorsement?
Yes. Yeah, what Seth has done is he's crossed over cultural boundaries into a larger space. He should, like, is it impressive to only talk to the Twitter folk? I mean, we love the MCU. These are our people. It's not that difficult to impress people and them to impress us back. We're in a closed loop. I would love if something I would say would be quote tweeted by Lisa Ann, noted porn star, to show that my reach was further than just my Twitter following.
She just tweets, "What's going on online today, guys?" Hang on a second.
I'd be like, "Let's fucking go, dude."
Vote. Have you ever been endorsed by a porn star?
Not to my knowledge. I can't say for sure that I have. You, you never know.
Endorsed by a human woman?
No, I have not. I will say what I love is the quote up there. Let's be reasonable and add an eighth day to the week that's devoted exclusively to reading. And then it's the mid-range theory. I have so many questions. Is this a LeBron James situation? And if it is, credit to her, who thought through this way more than he did. She opened the book to page 180.
That's so true.
You know?
This is the flaw in the LeBron James thing. Like, how did he not know that people were going to be paying attention to the fact that he's always on page one? Like, how?
There's not a single crease on the book. It's the first time the cover's ever been opened.
I will say, if we do a little bit of digging here, I was looking at this earlier. Not exactly a ton of creases here. Like, I don't know, man. That doesn't look like she's really been reading that too closely. I don't want to comb through this too.
As someone who's followed her career very closely, this is the first time I've ever heard her make mention to basketball. So I'm confused.
This is so terrible. I want to get out of this part very quickly.
But you know what? Hold on. I'm going to have to quit and come back in so I can share my screen there. Just FYI. So you two talk amongst yourselves.
Who is the most random celebrity that if they endorsed your work specifically, that it would just like really, you would feel the most like proud of, but maybe other people wouldn't totally get it?
Meryl Streep.
Dude, everybody knows who Meryl Streep is.
Yeah, but it'd be pretty weird if she was all like really into the fan vote.
Yeah, but she's like way too famous. I feel like you can't do that one.
I'll dial it back.
If Meryl Streep shouted you out on Twitter, like, you would be the most famous person in Denver, you know?
But
like,
I'd also be confused. But you're right. You're right. I'll say AOC. You know what I mean? AOC. Yeah. We'll throw her up there.
She's also, like, too famous. But okay. It works here. It works. Yeah, I thought this would be more meaty. I thought there would be more guys here being like, Harrison.
I hadn't really thought of it. Well, Harrison, what do you think?
Yeah. As he's trying to set up, we see him in the background backstage trying to get himself together. What other top stories do we have? Bones Highland missing his dog. Somebody stole Bones's dog. Have you seen this story, Bo?
I have seen this story. We know the dog is missing. We know it's a chip dog that no one has scanned. They can't find it.
What does it mean to be a chip dog? Because I've seen that too.
You can microchip your dog. So like if someone found it and took it to, let's say, like a vet, the vet could scan it and then say like, okay, this dog is in the system. We know who it belongs to and all of that. Don't know much about what happened, but I know that there's nothing worse than that feeling of losing a dog one way or another. And so Denver, if you've seen this dog, if you know where this dog is, please help Busy Bones out because it's very important to him. It's been everything he's talking about online for the last few days. So let's keep our eyes up.
So people can see the name. Do we get a name for it? Do we see a name? I don't think I saw one, but there it is.
There was one.
This is a story that better have a happy ending, man.
I hope so, man. I hope so. We're going to try to signal boost it as much as we can. What's up, Eric?
I think it's Ahia.
Okay.
Ahia?
I mean, let's not trust my pronunciation, but it's like A-A-J-I-A or something.
This will be the best story. This will be the best story of the offseason if it ends up coming through for us. So we'll have to wait. I just wanted to signal boost that one on here. Lately, I don't know if you guys have been following me on Twitter, but lately I've been...
Stopped recently.
Lately, I've been at night when I'm starting to unwind, done with all my work, whatever. I go sit out on the porch. That's my thing. I have a deck. I like to sit out there, look at the mountains, whatever. It's very relaxing. Lately, my go-to for entertainment has been watching Nuggets highlights. And I have to confess, guys, I've told you, I think, this before. Do you know who my go-to is right now for Nuggets highlights?
Michael Porter Jr.
I'm telling you, I'm in a phase right now. Like, I just, it's like every night. And the funny thing about MPJ is he hasn't played enough minutes that it's like, there's like four mixtapes. I just keep watching them on repeat. I think I watched the same mixtape twice.
Yeah, that you don't realize, like, these are the same nine highlights reshuffled in different orders.
I don't care, man. He's got me so excited. And it honestly got me sitting there just thinking about, we're going to get a Porter quarter, and I think it's going to be my number one thing that happens. Like, the first Porter quarter of the season is probably going to be the most hyped I get of all the regular season will be for a Porter quarter. I actually think it might be my number one thing I'm most excited about.
I'm buying this. I don't know if it's necessarily the number one best thing that happens for the Nuggets on the court in a vacuum or whatever, but with everything the last few years of couple of years have looked like, seeing him with a reminder game. By the way, giving him the max contract wasn't just lighting the money on fire. He's pretty good. And if we get a reminder game, a Porter quarter, ooh, I can't wait.
It's funny that you say reminder game, because you've used this in the past for, like, you know, Jokic's been three games where it hasn't been that great, or six games or whatever. He's been good but hasn't had a crazy one. With Michael Porter, it's a literal reminder game.
Yes.
Like, some people have forgotten. In fact, I would say most of the people have forgotten.
Yeah, you're right. Like, we need this. Like, but to that point, I think I need a Murray Flurry even more than a Porter quarter. It's been longer since we saw a Murray Flurry than a Porter quarter.
Really? Well, I mean, has it been long? Yeah, I guess it has. Yes, quarter has. Not by that much, though. Not by that much. By like 1 month, because we didn't have any Porter quarters this season, this last season. Like, they just didn't happen.
It's true. We didn't. I don't think we had a Porter three-pointer. A three-quarter.
It's so true. It did make me want to think, like, we're going to snake draft this in the next round, but it did make me think. So I am all in on the Porter quarter. You are, Eric, in on the Murray Flurry being the top thing. Murray Flurry. Are you more excited for a Porter quarter or a Murray Flurry?
We do this for money. Porter quarter, I think. Because Murray Flurry, it will feel like it's been forever, but that's happening. Like, everyone, I think, Jamal is over in the Nuggets fans' minds and confidence. And when that happens, we'll be like, yes, this is a return to normal. Porter's got more questions around him, and there are more folk who are outright out on him. And like you said, this is a year where we're gathering data about those three together. I just think something about a Porter quarter, all of those threes feel like they count for 6 points. It's just unbelievable, the weight of his talent. And I think to see that in action would make everyone sit back and go, that's right. That's why everyone was worried the Nuggets were going to win the title.
I almost feel like Porter quarters happen more frequently than Murray Flurries. Murray Flurries happened they happened every night in the bubble. It just kept happening. But outside of that, I just feel like the Murray Flurries are a little bit more rare. Porter quarters happen all the time. I just feel
shouldn't there be an argument that the Murray Flurry is more exciting and it's more rare?
No, because this would the same argument. You could be like, you know, Joel Embiid doesn't have highlight passes often. Ergo, his are better than Jokic's. They're more rare in the scarcity.
Both are vital to the success and the health of Nuggets championship. So I just like Jamal Murray. I just like when Jamal Murray becomes a killer. I just like when Jamal Murray gets his face going and he like starts to yam on dudes. And I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, when Porter gets cooking, it's like incredible. You're like, this fucking guy, like.
In the comments, by the way, I want to see what everybody else has answered. I'm like genuinely curious. Are people more excited about a Murray Flurry or a Porter quarter?
Mostly we're just making them hungry so far. That's what I see.
Porter quarter pounder and the Murray McFlurry. I think that honestly, like, Jokic.
Nikola Nails.
What's that?
The Nikola Nail. Just putting nail in the coffin of the opponents. I don't see you guys coming up with anything. A Nikola Nail?
Here's the thing about Jokic is that, like, if he has a 14-point quarter, it's actually unremarkable. Like, if you get 17 or more, you're kind of like, oh, man, you remember that 17-point quarter or 21-point quarter? But 14-point quarter is like, yeah, that was the first quarter.
This past season, that you would just call it Jokic playing a basketball game.
Literally just Jokic is on the
court. Which I found to be very exciting, by the way.
Like Jokic would have like 6 points sometimes. We'd be like, he was silent out there. Like I didn't even notice him. He only had 8 points in the quarter. So I don't know if we have one. Harrison, oh, there you are in your disclosed location now. So you can create a tie or solidify it. Murray, Flurry, or yeah. Quarter.
Oh, this is an easy one. It's a Murray Flurry.
Ah, it's a Murray
Flurry. Come on, you guys.
I knew my guy Harrison would come through. I knew it.
It's Jamal Murray. Jamal freaking Murray, man. Come on.
I don't understand that argument.
Can you make the case, or are you just going to yell it at us?
No, I don't need to make the case. It's just Jamal Murray.
What are we going to see first, in your opinion? A Murray Flurry or a Porter Quarter? What do you think we will see first?
Probably a Porter Quarter. I mean, Michael Porter probably could have given us a quarter last year, you know, in the playoffs or last couple weeks of the regular season. So I think we'll see that first. We'll have to wait a little longer for that Murray Flurry. But I think we could get one the first couple weeks of the season. I don't think that's out of the question.
Do you guys want to recklessly speculate based on how we saw each of them shake the hands of all of the Nuggets on the bench at Summer League? I think that Jamal Murray looked more healthy when he shook everybody's hand.
So dumb. All right, here's a fun game. Who is going to be the first Nugget to 20 points? I think it's going to be Jokic. He'll have a 20-point game in game one. Who will be the second
first quarter?
Who will be the second player to get 20 points? Actually, let's just make it the big three here. Actually, okay. We'll include Aaron Gordon as well.
Oh, I almost threw Bones in there because I'm reckless.
Let's get Bones in here. Let's get all the Nuggets. All right. Who is going to be the second Nugget to 20, assuming Jokic is the first?
Bones.
Michael Porter. Come on. It's going to be Bones. Michael Porter is probably going to get the first game of the season. Like, Michael Porter's good to go, you guys. Like, he's good to go.
I do want to say, I see a lot of people saying like, oh, how many quarters is he even going to play? I think the doomsday scenario is a little bit less likely than people think. And not that it's not likely, not that it's not possible that he gets hurt and misses this or that. It is definitely out there. But I think there's a segment of fans who feel like it's inevitable. Like, this is just what's going to happen. And I don't think that's the case. Like, we've had the doctor on, we've talked to some different people. Even the team, it's like, look, man, it's a real risk more than any other player by a lot, but it's not inevitable that he's just not going to be healthy. Like, he's had stretches where he's looked incredible healthy. He's coming off the longest rest of his career. So my expectation with Porter, I don't know if he'll make it through the full season. This is my thing. But sure. I feel pretty confident that when we get to game number one, Michael Porter's going to look as good as we've ever seen him. And I hope that lasts for 82 games. I don't know. But my expectation is that we're going to get a good segment of Michael Porter games this year where people are like, that's right. He like kicks ass when he's on the court.
It could be the first half, man.
All right, so here we go. To 30 points.
But here's my argument for being Bones is that he's going to more than likely will start as the backup point guard, or at least we'll get
he'll play like 25 minutes.
He'll get a lot of minutes, man. Like he's not going to be deferring to Jokic because Jokic won't be on the floor. Who's he going to defer to? Bruce Brown? Probably not. It's going to be Bottoms, baby. Just watch. Game
Bones,
one,
Bones is he gets hot. That's the thing about Bones. He gets really hot, but I think scoring is still harder for him. The thing about Michael Porter is like, he just scores on accident.
He scores 20 points by accident. He wakes up with 11.
I mean, listen, I understand the argument. It's just that I'm willing to put quite a bit of money on this. So you just let me know.
All right, so let's go to 30 points. Jokic's going to be the first player to 30 points. I agree. I think so as well. So who's going to be the second player to 30 points?
That'll be either MPJ or Murray. Those two. Like MPJ. MPJ.
Wind?
I've got to thank MPJ. It's so easy to forget how easily Michael Porter Jr. just puts home 20 points on 8 of 12 shooting. Like, that's so easy to forget.
I'm surprised that people in the chat are saying MPJ. Like, I'm telling you, people know this intrinsically. Like, you watch him, you just know that he scores on accident a lot. I think it's MPJ as well.
Murray starts slow. That's the thing. And after this, it's really hard to expect that he'd start faster than usual. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
When Murray's like had his ultimate kill mode, he's working at like 100% speed, and he's just not going to be that at first. So it's going to be MPJ. Let's go.
All right, 40 points. We can include Jokic now. Who's going to be the first Nugget to get 40 this year?
Jokic.
That was quite easy.
What's Miroslav's golden rule? Am I allowed to pick Jokic? Okay, it's him. Yep.
The funny thing is I really do think that this year his scoring is not going down. I just think it's going to be easier. He's going to score more points. He's going to score more. He'll be the guy that just benefits the most from all of
them. Now, here's another question, though. Who is going to try to go for the first 40-point game? That might be Jamal Murray. He might try to get 40 points first out of all three of these guys.
Murray feeling it for the first time might be the top moment of the season. Like, the first time you kind of see him, like,
it will be.
He'll be out there and playing in control.
That's what we're saying. Yes.
How did you just work your way back into saying that a Murray flurry is the most exciting thing that can happen to the Nuggets?
Well, what I'm saying is that Murray, you can tell when he's feeling it. Like, Porter sometimes just is on fire and he's not, you're not even sure he's feeling it. He has a look on his face of like, am I doing this?
You're saying a quarter quarter.
Am I supposed to shoot now? I'll just drain this 3-pointer, whatever.
Just to synthesize what you're saying. You're saying a Porter quarter less exciting than a Murray flurry because a Porter quarter is more expected. Okay. Well, Murray flurry.
First of all, I never said it was opposite. Michael Porter's quarters are like incredible. The Porter quarters to me might be as top as anything.
They are my favorite things to happen, but Murray being out as long as he did, because what the Murray half will do is remind a lot of people that duo is at worst a top three duo in the league.
Yeah. Over or under 2.5 Nuggets getting 40-point games this season?
The Nuggets, 2.5?
2.5 players getting a 40-point game at some point.
Each of the big three get a 40-pointer.
Or Bones.
Under. 2.
Yeah, I'll go over. I'm going over. Come on. I got to keep going with my season of vibes from yesterday. I'm going over.
I love undisclosed Harrison. His vibes are off the charts.
Undisclosed Harrison.
Eric, where are you going? Are you going to go over or under here?
I don't have the same vibes that Harrison is writing. I feel like it's just going to be. It's going to be under. I don't know what to say. Like, I'm ashamed of myself, but I have to be true to my feelings.
Are the Nuggets going to be too good? Are they going to be too good for three players to get 40-point games?
Oh, Smuggets is out of the bag.
Are these guys just going to be resting in the fourth quarter?
Look, I am with Harrison on this one thing. Like, are you kidding me? If you set the line at 3.5, I'd be like, are you giving me plus odds here? Because I'll take it.
Yeah. Am I getting bones here?
Jokic is a lock. He's going to have like 4 or 5 40-point games at least. I think Porter just scores, man. I know we haven't actually seen. I don't think he scored 40 in his career, but like he'll just be more emphasized. He's going to get it. And then Murray, he also scores 40. He just does that. He's done it for his last three years, so he's going to get it. And I would go with this. Here's the funnest. Who's most likely, power rank him, most likely to get a 50-point game this year?
Ooh.
Nikola Jokic.
50 one. Requires more than just like you had.
Yeah, I don't.
There's like one of these guys who's had a 50-point game in the regular season.
Oh, okay. Well, wait. What about no free throw Jamal Murray?
Yeah.
Sorry.
How is easily number one most likely?
Yeah. But is he? Because 50 takes like some want to. You gotta want to score 50. You got to like be like, I'm feeling it. I'm going for it. When Murray feels that he's going for it, right? Like,
Jamal almost made Kyrie quit basketball because he wanted 50.
So close. If only Jamal Murray had made that 3-point shot, we'd be rid of this offseason of terror.
It might be true, actually.
This is a good take. Murray also has the ball in his hands. Like when he gets going, he gets to call his
number.
Like it's hard for Michael Porter to call his own number because he doesn't dribble the ball up the court.
Yeah.
Very often.
That's true. I think it's Jamal.
You think it's Jamal number one?
Think if Jokic has 47 points in a game this season after the last two seasons he's had to do, he's passing the ball on principle every time. I think he's like, someone else effing score. Sitting down.
I agree. Like, that's what I mean.
I do not want one more standing ovation. I just can't take
it. I just can't do another GD. I don't want to do the half court interview. I'll tell you that right now.
You think I want to shooting or getting any assist at 49-10-9?
You think I want to talk to Vic Lombardi in a minute?
Do you remember how hard it was for Jokic to get the 2,000 points? That was an effort, man. That was tough.
That's true. I'm going to go Jokic. I still think it's possible. He just might have a 20-point first quarter of this game, and it's like you only need 30 from here. All right. I'm going to go Murray 2, Porter 3, and I'm going to put Bones with meaningful odds here. Like, Bones is on the board.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think his scores as easily as those guys, but he does get super hot, man. He just gets super hot.
He's not scoring 50. He's not scoring
50. I don't think so either. I don't think so. He scored 50. I'm just saying. But dude, if you told me.
Corey Brewer scored 50.
That's true. I want to see what Bones looks like when he's just super hot for a game. He scores 50 in the first quarter. So
we'll see. If Bones scores 50 points in a game, we will ourselves cross over into the shadow realm. We'll be unable to speak. There'll be no podcast for at least a week. I'll swallow my own tongue. I won't be able to handle it. You know what kind of game that would be? Like, if Bones just keeps coming up and gets like hot like Dame Lillard was in the playoffs and just starts launching it from the logo every time he crosses half court and cashing it, and he scores 50 points, what that would feel like? Oh, my God.
The only downside is we would totally have a controversy. Is Bones? Did Bones start over Murray? He should score 50. Oh, my God. Embarrassment of riches over here. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, though, there's more exciting things besides a Murray Flurry Porter quarter that we're looking forward to. We're going to snake draft those things.
Oh, let's go.
First, win.
Guys, make sure to pick up some Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. Make sure to pick up some Avalanche Amber Ale as well to celebrate the Av Stanley Cup victory. If you don't know where to get Breckenridge Brewery, check out the Breck Brew Beer Locator on their website. Breck Brew is the official beer of DNVR. Try out the Good Company Hard Seltzers this summer. The Lemonade Seltzer is perfect for a summer afternoon. And, of course, make sure to pick up the Avalanche Amber Ale from Breck Brew as well. At DraftKings Sportsbook, the action never ends, especially this summer with tons of ways to bet on all your favorite sports. You can fuel your fandom and feel the heat of the season like never before. Right now, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's right, make your first bet up to $1,000. If it doesn't win, you'll get another shot to cash in. You can throw down on all the major action, baseball, golf, MMA, much more. Same game parlay, spreads, money lines, over-unders, tons and tons of different props to get in on. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR. Make your first deposit. Get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
And we are back.
Also, here, segment two. Also, we just did a shirt drop, FYI. It's for the Avalanche.
Oh, hell yeah, we did.
If you're interested in continuing the vibes that the Avalanche have brought our great municipality of Denver, Colorado, and beyond, we have two new shirts and two new sticker packs. And check it out.
Did order the whole pack because the sticker packs are actually super dope. The sticker packs are the most underrated thing we sell / give away at DNVR. They're actually really, really cool. So you're going to want to get that. Real quick, what is going to be the game high for the non-big four? Well, I'll include Bones in here because he's kind of a volume score. Like, what's going to be the high of the others? AG, KCP, Bruce Brown, Zeke Nagy, maybe.
There'll be a 30-piece in there for sure.
For sure?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think we got one from anybody last year outside of it. So that's for sure.
Really? AG never got a 30-piece?
AG's only scored 30 in his career like twice. He actually is sneaky, like doesn't have a ton of volume.
AG had one 30-piece last year.
He had a 30? Oh, yeah, he did have a 30. You're right, against the Clippers in overtime.
There we go, baby.
30 and 12.
The reason why you don't think Aaron Gordon's going to get it is just because if there was a season for him to really pile on the 30 pieces, it would have been last year without Jamal Murray, Porter. You know, now he's got to slide back into a role where he's not going to be asked to score as much. So just naturally, his chances go way down.
I don't think KCP has big like volume scoring in him either. Like, I just don't think that's a thing that will happen. I'm looking up his
cousins. Oh, yeah.
Honestly, if he was on the team, that's who I'd be picking. I'd be like, it's probably going to be him.
Me too.
Let me see what KCP's high was. 35. Last year, he scored over 30 once. It was a 35-piece against Dallas. So,
but you really got to go back and look at KCP's logs against or when he was playing with the Lakers because that's much more similar to the situation he's going to be in with Denver, you know, next to two stars. I don't think he had a 30-piece that whole year with the Lakers.
No. All right, so I have made a list here, guys, of things, nuggets, things that can happen, like isolated events. It could be like a Porter quarter, a Murray flurry, a fast break dunk. I will say, actually, we'll get to it when we get to there. We are now going to snake draft. It's the offseason. We like to snake draft some things. Eric, you can go ahead and pull up your screen here. What's the order you went with? Oh, my goodness. Did you really put me first in the voting?
Marissa has to allow it.
Oh, is Marissa? Oh, she's
I'm not seeing the order. Oh, there it is.
Oh, look at that quick response time, Marissa. Much better.
Are we only doing three rounds? Only three rounds?
Well, we can do whatever. I mean.
All righty. Let's do four rounds. Well, I guess I don't know how this is going to work. I guess three rounds works. All right, three rounds here. We're going to think the things we are most excited to see this season. Things we are most excited to see. Did this thing just go back black for everyone else?
Yeah, it did. We're totally frozen. Yeah.
There we go. Now it's back.
Did it live.
All right, and since I have the first one, I told you guys already what I'm most excited for. It's a Porter quarter. Man. I'm taking it off the board. I am most excited. I'm telling you, there's actually a right answer here, and this is it. Because I actually think when it happens, everyone's going to be the most hyped that they will be. Porter quarter, he's going to have – what qualifies a Porter quarter? Is there a point total?
No, you know when you see it, dude. You know,
yeah. It's the eye test.
It's the way Lisa Ann understands what a good book is. You just know it when you see it. Yeah.
I would say that one character – I think it probably has to have 2 3-pointers. Because he can score a bunch on like layups and mid rangers and this.
It's like when you look at everybody, you go Porter quarter, and you get agreement. That's a Porter quarter.
You're not snake drafting porn stars.
Sorry for the misleading Miroslav intro.
You dirty dog. You dirty
that's
dog,
on the next dog. Serbian corner.
Okay, well I'll go ahead.
Porter quarter's off the board. Eric, what are you gonna take? Murray
Flurry. Goddamn Flurry. I can't believe I got the number one pick at the number two spot. I feel like it's my lucky day. I feel like $1 million. I can't believe I'm going to win. Let's go.
All right. Is the same thing? Is there a like, what is a Murray Flurry?
No, I mean, you can't quantify these things. We're talking about art. You're trying to bring science into art.
That's right. It's yeah.
Like, I'll tell you what though. A Murray Flurry is. Yeah, the exclamation mark on a Murray Flurry is Jamal Murray just like celebrating at midcourt. That's really? What I need.
My God, the bar's. Eric's gonna claim victory on this when like Murray has a 5-point quarter, but the vibes were great. He's gonna. I told you, is this not fun? It's like that was not a Murray.
Are you not entertained? That's gonna be me.
I'm just saying. Last year, I predicted Monte would have these game winners, and I explained how it meant the final 30 seconds of a tie game or whatever. And then it happened. And everyone's like, "That's not a game winner." There was 4 seconds left. Like, sorry, I was right.
Well, Adam, you're talking. Listen, basketball is a good 98% vibes. I mean, you know this. When you look at your man, when the vibes are clear, then that's what it is. When Chris Marlowe feels the need to exclaim loudly into the sky that a Murray Flurry has taken place, we all know it's happened.
All right. Wynn, what do you got with your third pick here?
So, I mean, if we're going on this big board.
Do you have another one? We can put it on there if you can think of it. We can vote on whether it belongs.
I can't think that quick. Right. I will go Sombor Shuffle.
Sombor Shuffle number one. Do you remember last season, Yoke kind of stopped taking him. He took him again.
He missed a bunch.
He wasn't hitting them.
What if we don't see a Sombor Shuffle?
You shut your mouth.
When do you think we'll get the first attempted Sombor Shuffle?
Maybe the first shot of the year. I don't know. Maybe.
If you were to put a game number that we see our first one, what would you get?
Game 20.
Yeah, he might just try to drag it out just to crush us more and more and just play up that bit.
Taking it away. I'll say game number 8. I agree. It's not going to be early. We're probably going to have to wait for it. But he'll bust one out at the end of a shot clock. That's usually when he goes to it. And if he hits it, we'll see one every game for a while. I hope he hits it. All right, but what do you got?
I can't just take Jokic, right? I got to get more specific than that.
This is actually, when we were talking about Porter Court and Murray Flurry, I was like, this is the thing you say, and then 3 minutes into game one, you're just like, all right, I'm just more excited for Jokic.
I missed Jokic so much.
You're like, that's right. He's more fun than everyone.
I'll take Jokic highlight pass then. I mean, come on. Someone's got to take that in the first round, right?
Jokic highlight pass. So this is like something special. Could be like,
I'll tell you what, fourth pick in this draft is like being Kamigate in summer league. Like, thanks, guys. Jesus. all right. Like, you guys took the three things with names, and then I get pass, dunk, tip in. Okay.
One thing that's on this list that I don't think people quite fully understand, the NBA is trying to take away the take foul. I think we're going to have more fast breaks than ever before this season.
Oh, I love this.
Ever before.
I love this.
So when I put on there these fast break dunks, like, I actually think we're underrating how dope that's going to be.
Right. And there's one that I want to take, and I think we know what that would be, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take a bones deep three.
Bones deep three. Hell yeah. This
sucks.
Why does this suck? That's a great one.
I wanted that. I thought for sure it'd be overlooked.
Well, you should have taken it number two overall.
Yeah, man. Take your guy when you get a chance. Calvin Booth thinks you should just take your guy when you can, bro. It's not about
anyone can shoot a deep three, but it's like Bones' thing. He shoots the deep threes. And when he does, and they go.
We're talking about why I didn't choose that over a Murray Flurry, one singular deep three. I mean,
Eric's getting so mad. This is the Bones. A Bones deep three. When are we going to get the first Bones made deep three vote?
Game one, when he scores 20.
First home game.
30.
First home game. I like it. That's a good bet. First home game. That's a hell of a vibe. All right. Who's on the board? Wind?
I'm up here. It's a tough pick.
By the way, Jokic orchestrating, I didn't know what to call it, but that's when he tells people, like, you stand here, and then he does, and then they score.
It's like what you're doing right now with the draft.
That was good. That was good.
Do you want to see that, Harrison?
No, I don't, actually. I see that way too often. Give me Michael Porter step back. Michael the Porter MPJ step back. His first signature move is a nugget.
It's a good one.
It is a good one.
That's going to be a glorious day when we see that.
I kind of,
because that's when you'll know Michael Porter's back. Like, when he hits that first step back.
Oh,
probably the first time he touches the ball this season, to be honest.
It's going
to
be part of a Porter quarter for sure. The first Murray step back.
Oh, my God. I think, okay, I am going to go now with, I think I'm going to go with a Murray dunk. I think I'm going to say that watching Jamal Murray dunk with ferocity, showing no fear, letting us know that the injury woes are a thing of the past, not something to even be considered. Jamal Murray is back, and he's coming for souls, and that's what I'm ready. That's what I'm taking. Murray dunk.
I think this is the sneaky, like, this pick probably could have gone even sooner because, one, the excitement of him actually dunking on someone is going to be dope. But, like, he does poster people. Like, Murray has, like, way better dunks than you think. And him saying that he's more athletic right now than he's ever been, like, because he's been doing weight training. I mean, I straight up asked him this, like, are you a better dunker or what do you think you'll be? And he's like, no, my best dunks are ahead of me. We'll see if that's true or not. But if he does catch a body, it's going to be, like, a line of demarcation, I think.
If you saw the dunk exhibition,
if
you were in the building for the Jamal Murray dunk exhibition.
Was he exhibiting it? Was he exhibiting it for you specifically?
No, it was so for a bunch of people.
Yeah. I think one thing we're going to do, I'm telling you, I'm going to call it. This is a bold prediction. I'll maybe have to save this for our preview series, but bold prediction. I think we are going to have a Murray dunk where we start analyzing stats from after that. It'll be like a December 15th day. We'll be like,
whoa.
Ever since that dunk on Anthony Davis, he's averaging 24 points a game. Like,
that is so oddly specific. I can't
it's very specific, but also prophetic. maybe. I don't know. I'm going to surprise some people here. I'm going with Aaron Gordon fast break dunk.
I wanted
Aaron Gordon fast break dunk. I'm telling you, this new rule where you can't foul, he's going to have a handful of these. Open court, nobody within 15 feet. Aaron Gordon is a phenomenal open court dunker. And I think he's getting, like, he needs a thing. Aaron Gordon needs a thing because he's not going to score a bunch of points, like this or that. Aaron Gordon, I think, is going to give us a lot of highlight dunks on fast breaks this year. Probably at least a dozen, if not two dozen. Windmill, 360, just power dunks and then screams.
Jumping over a Kia.
He might jump over a Kia. It's going to be incredible. So I'm going.
He jump AD, over a Subaru.
Fast break dunk. After this one, where should we go? You know what? I'm taking it. I don't care. It's not the best one, but it's my favorite.
Jokic Jack White three-pointer?
Oh, Jokic three. Jokic hitting threes, because here's the thing. Jokic does everything, and he'll hit threes every now and then. When Jokic hits a three, you just know he's going off that game. Like, if he gets – if it's first quarter and he knocks down a three or second three, you're just like, oh, Jokic's going for 40 or 35 tonight. So, Jokic three, they get me super hyped. I'm taking it.
Dude, how is this still left? How did you fools allow me to get the Porter fast break dunk? The man that was –
because he can't do it, Eric. Because he can't do it.
That's the man why. Was if we see him, like, it's one thing for his jump shot to start working. That's him jumping straight up the air, being super stiff in a way. If he starts yamming it on fools, like, it's over. I mean, like, give me that's when we know it's time to start treating ourselves and others differently, to start looking down at people.
Here's the thing, though. Like, can you picture a good Michael Porter dunk? Like, he is good at postering people.
Montrezl Harrell. Montrezl poster, yeah.
Oh, you're right. That one.
That's an underrated poster.
That's such an underrated poster. That was a
great he like poster. That's like an iconic moment. Yes, dude. If MPJ jumps almost over somebody and dunks it, I'm gonna be very excited. I'll say that.
All righty. Wind, how are you rounding out your crew here?
I got to stick with the step back theme. Jamal Murray's step back where he just breaks Russell Westbrook's ankles, steps back on him. What's a three in his face? Like, that will be a great moment.
Murray's step backs are more aesthetically pleasing than Porter's. Look easier. He just makes it look so easy. But Murray's are, like, saucy.
Yeah, if you look at this, what we're learning is that Harrison loves a mid-range. He is a basketball player. Me, more of a hooper. I like dunks.
Dunks and flurries.
Shut up.
Bo, what do you got to round it out? The board.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a purist myself, fellas. I don't just need the spectacles and the oohs and the ahs and the vibes. I want to see it all. I'm a Nuggets man. Put Rage Timeout on the board for me.
A classic.
I don't want to see a Rage.
I do.
You'll get that in the first game of the season, vote. So you'll check that one off pretty quickly, I bet.
It'll feel good. It'll be my. That's how I'll know we're back, when the Nuggets are up 15 in the second quarter and Malone blows something in his brain.
We didn't do Jokic orchestrating. I do love it when Jokic does his thing and you're like, oh shit, it's like Peyton Manning doing Omaha, you know, like up at the line. Those are super fun. I don't know if there is like an adrenaline, you know, shot to the heart, but they're fun.
It's just so predictable. You're like, oh, okay, Nuggets are gonna score here, or something good's gonna happen here. Okay,
Jokic floater, just
get on with it.
Not that exciting. I do like the Jokic spin move. I'm not surprised it didn't get drafted, but the double spin, when he does a spin, it doesn't work. And then he spins again and it does work the second time. I do love that one. Get tickled. Michael Porter. Oh, we do have Michael Porter fast break dunk. We do have that one on there. Jeff Green dunk. If you talked about who had the best posters, Jeff Green has the best posters, but it's not a thing anybody's looking forward to.
All right. No. I kind of am, actually. But it didn't have the same comedic effect. So we'll go with Rage Timeout.
No, you Jeff Green can have a dunk and everybody goes, did you know he's 36 years old?
Yeah, so true. That is what Jeff Green
was born in the 1800s.
He played for the Seattle Supersonics.
How wild is that? Jokic tip pass. We didn't have that in there. And then Jokic tip rebound. Nobody took that one as well. I guess they're not that exciting. I like when Jokic gets to like five rebounds and then everyone's jumping and he's just like laughing.
But you're just basically describing Nikola Jokic. I mean, he does some form of that every single night. These are the things that get you really get you moving, get the heart pumping, let you know that it's time to believe again. And it's time for everyone to come home to the warm embrace of the Denver Nuggets, who we all know that they are and who they're going to be. And it's the only thing that's really going to signal that is a Murray Flurry. We all know it, along with a Murray dunk and an MPJ fast break dunk. Those are the three pillars of a successful Nuggets season.
All right. Well, there you go. Let us know. We'll put this on social as well, but you let us know in the chat who won this snake draft. Eric sweeping. What are we talking about here?
Let's freaking go, dude. Let's go.
I can't believe it. This is BS. We'll take a break. On the other side, I want to talk about what's the offensive rating and defensive rating going to be for Denver's best five-man lineups. What will they be? We'll talk about that to round out the show.
All right. If you guys are not in on Ivaka TV, what are you doing? You're late. Get set up with Ivaka TV right now so you're ready for Nuggets season in the fall. Ivaka.tv/DNVR. That's where you've got to go. Ivaca has Altitude Sports. They've got AT&T Sportsnet, so you can watch the Rockies. They've got other national channels as well. Go to ivaca.tv/DNVR. Use the promo code DNVR. You're going to get $10 off your first 3 months. That's only $15 a month for those first 3 months, plus a receiver, no contract, no hidden fees. You can even watch the DNVR channel on Ivaca TV. Maybe we'll make an appearance on there. But they've got Altitude Sports, other national channels too, ivaca.tv/DNVR. Also, our friends at FOCO, got to shout these guys out. They've got this Jokic bobblehead right now, and DNVR has teamed up with FOCO to secure your access to the best collectibles and gear around. Celebrate the Nuggets back-to-back MVP with their newly released Nikola Jokic MVP bobblehead, or find your fandom with FOCO's other officially licensed Nuggets gear. Check out their gear and merch for other Denver sports teams, including the new Rockies City Connect bobbleheads and more. Head over to FOCO.com, FOCO.com, or click the link below in the YouTube description for all non-presale items. Use the code DNVR for 10% off your purchase.
All right, back here, segment three, DNVR Nuggets podcast. We lost Vogt. What happened to Vogt? We lost him.
He was voted off.
Yeah, he had such a poor showing in the draft.
He really did have a bad show. I think that more than anything, he's looking to save face and, frankly, save our face as well. Like, it's better to not look at him after that performance.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, Vogt?
The homie Vlada here said he was listening to the Denver Sports Podcast, TDSP. It's another one of the podcasts we do every week here. And this latest one was about the bar renovations that are going on. So if you're interested in sort of what's going on with the bar, some people have been asking, it's closed, when's it going to open? Why are you guys closed? What's going on? I'm telling you guys, it's very exciting. It's been a little hush-hush, but I'm telling you, the renovations at the bar are very exciting, and we should be open in another month or so. And you're going to want to be there for it. It's going to be pretty cool. I was there today seeing some of the upgrades and some of the stuff that's already come in. Pretty cool. So I was thinking about this. The Nuggets, one of the most exciting things about this season is I think the Nuggets, I actually tried to do this. Maybe later this week I'll have Ryan Blackburn on. We'll try to build, you know, a rotation or whatever. I was trying to do that the other day, just kind of look at what would it look like? When do guys come in? It's actually really hard to build. It's going to be a storyline this season of how you kind of get to all of this. The lineup that's most exciting to me is probably Murray, Bones, MPJ, Gordon, Jokic. I don't know how much we're going to see it, but that's just such a fun lineup. You have offense everywhere. You're probably going to have the best highlights in that. The vibes are going to be the best. First of all, is there anybody that feels like that would not be Denver's best offensive lineup? Let's say there's one possession left. You need a bucket. You're down one. You need a bucket. 20 seconds left. You call a timeout. Who do you put on the court? Is that the group?
Can I make an argument and a devil's advocate argument?
Please.
For Bruce Brown? Well, maybe KCP.
Offensively?
Well, here's the argument. Slightly better defense on the floor. A perimeter
shot. No, offense only possession, because we're going to do a defense one here in a second.
But what I'm getting at is, are you getting more stops? Are you generating more turnovers? Are these runs?
No, you're misunderstanding still, Vogt. 20 seconds left in the game. There is no defensive possession.
There's no defensive
possession. This is just, we get one possession to try to win this.
Well, then, yeah, it's that you picked the right group.
What was the lineup again? Was it with Aaron Gordon?
Aaron Gordon is in there, and Bones is basically in KCP's spot.
I think you could make the argument for KCP in there instead of Aaron Gordon, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you put a 40% catch and shoot guy there, you know, next to Aaron Gordon. Like, that's who the defense is going to be leaving open if you're guarding that lineup.
So, Eric, do you think if you had that scenario, down one, 20 seconds, who's coming out of the timeout?
Yeah, I mean, definitely it's Jokic, it's Bones, it's Murray, it's Porter, and it's KCP. Absolutely.
Oh, so you don't have Aaron Gordon on there. I see.
No, there's no point. There's no point unless if we're just looking for literally just offense. I mean, granted, Aaron Gordon hit a three-pointer to win a game this last season.
He did hit a clutch three last year. Yeah.
So, and so did Monte. Not available, unfortunately. But, I would take KCP, absolutely.
One reason I'll push back on that is if you have Bones, Murray, KCP, and even to a certain extent, Michael Porter, but a little bit less him, the defense can switch that. Like, I think the defense now goes, we're going to switch all of those guards. If you give them Aaron Gordon, you can just run more action where it's like the first screen is Gordon sets a screen for Murray. So now you got one guy chasing because they don't want to switch that. And if they do, you have Gordon inside on a point guard, and that's just another option. So I think,
but Jokic has that ball, and it's who does Jokic want to kick it out to? Is you've got four guys that can hit threes. Jokic has the ball in the middle.
I'm saying what I think is that it just gives you it forces the defense to have to guard you differently if he's on the court.
I agree with that.
But that's the whole point.
Because we saw AG's effect as a non-shooter on the court alongside additional non-shooters this past year. But is it different with Murray, Porter, and Bones on the court?
I'm just envisioning a Murray-Jokic pick and roll, a Jokic-Murray pick and roll, however you want to align it. And if you got Bones and KCP and Michael Porter Jr. spacing the floor, I mean, that's deadly. Like, you can't have a bad outcome there.
Yeah, there's no help coming from anywhere. If you did extend this now to, let's say, three-minute stretches, like you're just trying to find a lineup that can score for 3 minutes, you're down 10 points, and he's like, well, forget defense. We need offense out there. Then I do think it gets a little bit more interesting. You can make a case like, okay, you still have Gordon out there. I think you probably go with Bones there. So let's just go with that lineup. Bones and the starters in KCP spot. What do you think that offensive rating is on the season?
Man,
actually, first let's do this. How many minutes are we going to get of that? Part of why this is funny is because we do this every year where we have a lineup we want, then it never plays.
It's true.
That lineup probably is never going to play because
you think it's not going to play at all.
I mean, the first sub of the game, what's the first sub of the game going to be like? Is it going to be somebody for Jamal Murray? At least at the beginning of the season?
Probably.
Bones Highland for Jamal Murray?
Probably.
We're not going to see that lineup in the first half, probably.
Does Jeff come in too for like Porter or something?
Maybe. I just love that we always give Jokic the worst. Like, hey, we'll give him all the guys that we don't know what to do with. And he's like, God damn it, serious? You guys can't just give me all the fun guys? I'm going to say, I think if you do get to those lineups and it could be Bones, maybe it's KCP, just the regular starters. Maybe it's some combination of those. I think all of those lineups are going to be 124 to 125 or above. I honestly do. I know it's a crazy number. If you look at Luka this year, the best offensive lineups that they would throw out, there's like four or five iterations of it that were all 123, 124. The Nuggets this year didn't have those lineups that they could go to. But when they did, back in the day, you could make any combination of Murray, Barton, Gordon, and MPJ, and they were consistently 123 to 124. I think it's going to be 124, 125 this year with those lineups.
Look, last year, the Nuggets starters, Monte Morris, Will Barton, Jeff Green, Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic, 121 offensive rating.
121.
That's hilarious.
That was with Jeff Green and Will Barton and Monte Morris. Like all great offensive players, and obviously they're great partly because they're playing with Nikola Jokic, but you sub Jeff Green for Michael Porter, you sub Will Barton, you know, for Bones Highland and Monte Morris for Jamal Murray, they'll easily exceed 121. So yeah, 125, 130.
130.
It's out of the question.
130 seems crazy to me. All right, conversely, the best defensive lineup that you're going to go to? Brown, KCP, Gordon, I think, are in. 2, 3, 4.
No question.
I think Murray's in there, too.
Murray.
Murray's in there, too.
And Jokic. If it's a one-possession thing, you might slot him out there to be more versatile and switchy or what have you. But I just honestly think that Jokic's going to – Murray, Jokic, and your three defenders is a pretty solid one.
Yeah.
How many minutes are we going to see of that one, Vote?
More, I think. I think that's more likely to appear than the Bones one for sure.
I think we actually might see it a lot. KCP, Brown, Gordon might be a lineup that we actually sneaky. It's just like one of the
Malone's like, hang on, I can have more than one on the floor. Defenders, let's do it.
Let's go.
All right, where are we going to end up there, Harrison?
I mean, I'd keep looking at last year's five. They were had a 112. Defensive rating. I gotta think they're gonna be better than that. I just think the Nuggets defense overall is gonna be better. Bringing in KCP, bringing in Bruce Brown. I think they could have like a 108 defensive rating.
Man, that's kind of bad for your best lineup. If your best lineup is only a 108.
Yeah, but I also think as far as defensive-oriented lineups go, that has the potential to turn around and put more points on you than a lot of teams' best defensive shot. So,
Eric, 108.
Yeah, it's such a big question about what Jamal Murray is going to be defensively next year. Like that's a huge storyline, I think, that I'm really curious about at least.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna find out if the Nuggets are able to contain from the perimeter. It's gonna change everything for them. If KCP and Bruce Brown allow us to be able to switch and keep guys from just driving down our throats and just like giving us bucket after bucket, like it's gonna be a massive upgrade. Because it wasn't like, oh, there's a bunch of issues, you know, they just need to talk about it. It's like this was the problem. No rim protection and no perimeter defense. So as soon as you got by your man, like he was just, that was it. So if they can stop that, we can get a little rim protection from AG. We can get a little perimeter defense from those two guys. Like, you know, I don't know. Could it be closer to 100? I have no idea. Like,
it would be really dope for the Nuggets to find a defensive lineup that just really works. One that they throw out, you know, for a whole month, it's like, oh, Nuggets are going to. I mean, the Warriors had the death lineup, right? And it was a two-way lineup. It kind of worked. But it would be cool for Denver to have some form of that, whether it's their offensive lineup or their closing lineup or whatever, where it's like, all right, here they go. Here's that lineup that's been 8 games in a row that they've been a positive in every game, and let's see what happens. And they just kind of consistently smash teams in the clutch. I'm ready for it. By the way, the Phoenix Suns had this last year. The Phoenix Suns, the best thing they had, the best stat of their entire season was that 50-0 when leading going into the fourth quarter, or some crazy stat like that. And it was just Monty Williams knew, like, all right, what do we got? 5 minutes left. I'm gonna try to hold. All right, boom, putting my guys out, and they literally never fumble it when we get to this point. I think the Nuggets have a good chance of having a lineup that's similar to that, where it's, oh, it's tie game with 5 minutes to go. Cool. We feel like we're gonna win this 80% of the time because here goes our lineup that just always comes through.
Yep.
Can Zeke be in the defensive lineup?
So you want to know what's funny about this? I was looking, just because I'm going through some numbers right now, just kind of doing, you know, little deep dives. Zeke Jokic last year, very positive, only like on 150 minutes or whatever, but it was a good two-way lineup. So I'm curious to see if the Nuggets try to get to that a little bit more. Zeke is, in theory, a great Jokic player. He just shoots. And he doesn't do anything else. Like, Jokic doesn't have to be like, what's he doing over there? It's like, oh, he's just waiting to shoot or not.
Right. Yeah, it's probably going to come down to just, does he have Michael Malone's trust? I don't know what Zeke's role is coming into this season. I think it's going to be curious to see what happens, because he doesn't have the defined spot that maybe I thought he would heading into next year, you know?
No. We'll see. Zeke has refined his look. I'm hoping he's refined his game a little as well.
He's exploring his look.
Man, I'm telling you, Zeke has really, I mean, he's really evolved from what we saw. Like, he really is bold, I would say, now in his
he got choices, bold.
Which, like, who am I to judge from somebody? I wear t-shirts and shorts every day. Like, I have no stylist.
Oh, it's sick, dude. I respect it. He's also absolutely jacked, which gives you a lot more leeway to try stuff.
I'm 1,000%. He actually is so, like, built that he just makes everything look good. You know, like,
oh, dude.
If you did try to copy him, you'd get home and look so dorky. You'd be like, wait, what? Why don't I
tried that,
dude. Bit. If and when I get jacked in the same way, I'm definitely gonna show up in a tank top, be like this the whole show. I'm gonna wear a do-rag. I don't care if it's culturally insensitive. I've earned it.
Can you imagine what a cool little like side story would be if D-Line just got jacked?
Just jacked out of my mind. Like,
no one mentions wearing it. Tank tops, going off the guns nonstop.
In like, December, wow. I'm like, oh, that was a pretty good game, guys. What do you think?
Doing pull-ups, push-ups, nonstop. You're just like, what are you doing?
I really like the way Bones closed that one.
I'm like, hey, Dev, you think you could give me a little room on this couch?
It's like it's always sunny when Matt got fat and then got ripped. It'd be like that. If Eric just like got ripped out of nowhere, nobody ever said anything.
You
like,
should do it as a bit. Only as a bit. You should get game changing.
I'll be like, guys, isn't this hilarious? I got unhealthily big and wasted 8 months of my life. Is this great or...
I love Razor Burn, who's one of our best commenters, first teamer, and I love that he's earnestly. You can do it, Eric.
Thanks, bro.
Why not, bro?
Look at those guns! Oh my goodness! Okay. The family.
You guys maybe didn't see this. You maybe didn't see this at the putt event, but I did absolutely dominate Marissa at an arm wrestling contest. It was not close.
You should put that on your wall, man. Make a plaque.
You hear that, Marissa? I know you're listening, Marissa.
The thing I love about
skins on Marissa, the wall.
She genuinely is going to be pissed about this now. Like
she's the one that initiated it.
So pissed.
She absolutely initiated not. It. Unbelievable.
Not I, had to, I won. There's no.
I had to tell. I had to tell earnestly, Marissa, to tell her and Lindsay stop challenging me to physical challenges.
My biceps wrestling. Are much bigger than yours.
This is true.
Well, wow. Wow.
You don't have those your camera muscles. On. Like your two people are too. If you don't have your camera. Oh, there we go. Let's see it. Bring that.
Oh my God. Come on. Get the show with the guns off.
Let's see it. Come on.
Mine's like a. Mine's not as defensive.
Look at this. Vote in the comments. I mean, I just got.
But my problem is, I've got a layer of tallow or fat around it.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Don't forget to rate and review us if you have not done that. We got to get our. We're only 4.7 stars or something. We got a couple haters that go in there. So give us some 5-star ratings, reviews, say nice things about Vote. It's fuel for his soul. And hit that like button on the way out, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Let's go.